We now welcome into the call the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Andy Talley. Good morning, Coach Talley.
Good morning.
Good morning. Congratulations on win number 250, a 26-21 win over Lehigh. Give me your impressions on the win.
Well, we were, you know, lucky to win. We, you know, the ball was in the hands of our defense, really, at the end of the game. Lehigh was driving the field, and I always feel good when, you know, the game's on the line and it's in the hands of your defense, because that's where our strength is right now. We ended up, you know, stopping them at the end, but it was Lehigh played very well. They came down and gave us a great game, and they played, I think, probably better than we had seen them on tape, which I knew they would. And I think we just had a little bit of a hangover from the Pitt game. It happens every year. Every time we play a 1A team, we come back the next week, and you know, you're just not as high. And I don't know how to get over that, but we have not been able to get over it. So we struggled. First half played awful, and then the second half we gathered ourselves. We were down at halftime, so it was a good. You know, when you win those games, it's a good exercise because you fight to get back in the game and you come back and win a game in the end. And in the CAA, you're going to have wars like that every week. So it was a good exercise for us. We did not throw the ball very well. We ran the ball well. You know, we had two runners that were over 100 yards apiece. Defensively, we didn't play great. And we gave up 20 points. You know, so I was a little disappointed defensively. And, you know, our kicking game was not good. Again, we can't kick a field goal and can't kick an extra point. So that part of our game right now, for the second year in a row, has been brutal. We had a great punter, but our extra point field goal situation, wow. Yeah, I'm thinking of going for 2 points every time. So that's been really disappointing. And, you know, I haven't been able to get it right. We haven't been able to get it right. So, you know, we're going to keep on trucking. But, you know, it's one of those games that you're happy to win and get in league now and see what we can be in the league. But I think Lehigh is a very good team, and I think the scholarships in the Patriot League are starting to show now, because these teams all have more speed, and that's the big thing. I mean, they all have good football players, but the speed in our league is really good, and they ran us down a little bit. We ran them down a little bit. I mean, it looked like a CAA game. So I think anybody who's playing, you know, people in the Patriot League, I think that league's improved vastly.
We're here with Villanova head coach Andy Talley. If you have a question for Coach Talley this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. I want to go back to your offense, and then you mentioned the running game, 396 yards on the ground, led by Javon White with 155 yards and two TDs, including that game-winning TD on the fourth down play. Talk about Javon's performance and then just your running game in entirety.
Yeah, Javon has been, you know, he broke his leg last year against Towson. So third game of the year, he was gone. And so he's really anxious to play. He's a really good tailback in his fifth year. And he just got better and better as the game went on. And we have a sophomore player, Aaron Forbes, who had a couple of great runs in the game as well. So I think we only threw the ball three times in the second half, and kind of put the ball in the hands of our two tailbacks and our offensive line. And Zach Bednarczyk at quarterback did a terrific job running the ball as well. So he was really our third running back in the game. I'd like us to be a little better throwing the ball than we are right now. I mean, our deficiency right now is in our passing game. We need to improve it. He's a really good passer. He did not have a good day throwing the ball. You know, we were just off and thank goodness we could run the ball. Our O-line did a nice job, and, you know, we were able to sneak out a victory.
Got a couple media questions in queue, if you'll get those for us, Kayla.
Eric Watkins of VUSports.com.
Good morning, Coach Talley. A couple questions in relation to the Towson game. Area on defense where you've had some weaknesses, putting pressure on the quarterback. How do you plan to address that specific to Towson? And then you touched on a little, but your passing game, what are you going to do to try to mix things up there and get be able to have a balance between your run and pass attack against Towson?
Well, Towson's a really physical football team. Darius Victor is just an awesome player, and you've got to deal with Emmanuel Holder, who's 265 pounds at the fullback spot. So they come after you. You know, it's a downhill football team, and I don't know who their quarterback's going to be, but it didn't seem to matter when the second guy came in because they played pretty well. So Towson has a lot of balance. They can run and throw, but you know, when it gets down and dirty, they come after you. And Victor is just tremendous running back. So I think that, you know, we have to come up with a way to slow their running game down. You're not going to stop their running game, but you've got to try to slow it down a little bit. Defensive standpoint, they can run. Their kids on defense can all run, and they're very, very impressive. So I've always been impressed with the athleticism of Towson's football team. They are really quality kids that love playing football, and they bring it. They definitely bring it. So we are going to have to be ready to play, you know, our best.
Thank you, Coach.
You're welcome.
Harry Tooley of Deco Time.
Hey, Ed, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you, Terry.
You know, penalties really hurt you in the first half, but I think you only had one in the second half. What did you do differently to cut that down and you know, eliminate that thing that hurt you?
Well, the first thing I did was talk to the officials when I came off the field. And said, "Are you guys kidding me? We have 7 penalties and they have none. That can't be." You know, I mean, I know we had a couple of stupid penalties, but 7 in the first half? Wow. We normally are a little more disciplined than that, but right now, I think our team has a long way to go. We are undisciplined at times. We had 2 15-yarders that we deserved to get, which, you know, is crazy. I mean, our two kids reacted to stuff that happens in a game, and you just got to walk away from it. You know, first guy pushes you. Of course, they always get the second guy that pushes back. So, you know, we always tell them, walk away. I mean, you got a helmet on, shoulder pads. There's nothing you can do to a guy. Just get the heck out of there. But, you know, it's a reflex action when a guy pushes your face down and you're a ball carrier and he gets up and, you know, knees you or something like that, you know, and so that kind of stuff happens. But we were undisciplined Saturday, Terry, for sure.
Javon looks to be stronger coming off that leg injury. He ran really hard on Saturday.
Yeah, he's the real deal. I think, you know, it's a shame that it's his 5th year because he's just been banged up the whole time he's been with us. If he can stay healthy, he's really our second tailback. Matt Goodzak's our starter, and Matt won't be back for another 2 weeks. So it's given Javon a chance to really excel, and Aaron Forbes, I think, is going to be a great back in our league. So I think we're pretty good there if we can stay healthy. Last year we lost all 3. So, you can never have enough running backs, Terry.
Thanks, Andy.
Thank you.
Andy, thanks for your time here this morning, as always, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Bye.